coming at you from all directions. Reloadio.
A VJ Pussycat. A VJ Pussycat.
Show starts now.
What about the mustard seed of faith?
I will cut you up.
The mustard seed, a powerful hallucinogen, as Aunt Bertha knew.
Who has the hallucinogen?
The mustard seed of faith that Aunt Bertha offers.
Wait, what?
To her infant charges. Billy and Timmy.
Billy and Timmy.
Let me see. It's Billy. Chad, Tibber, and Timmy. Maybe it's Timmy, Chad, something.
I know.
Hear the crickets chirp, and the sky is gray. Lightning bugs and dew are on.
Okay, Rob, there's cake.
We are going to ask you to listen to the song and tell me your honest opinion of
what
you think
about
it while you listen.
Oh, and let them smoke these.
Eat cake.
Damn, this is good. Who is this?
Cake. Cake.
Whatever you say, I like it.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond.
Nice.
I want a girl.
Like
it. There's a girl named Cake who lives on my street.
All right. Name, I want Cake.
Her name's Cake O. She's Japanese. She's really nice.
She's playing with her jewelry. She's putting up her hair. She's touring the facility.
When COVID started, she came by and said, I can go to the grocery store and buy things for you. You have to get COVID.
I'll get COVID for you. Oh.
Yeah, was that it?
No.
Oh, there you go.
It was a nice offer. And then last year, as I was packing for Burning Man, she came by. But usually, I go by her house and I don't even see her.
Girl who gets up early.
But once, years ago, I was coming back from having done the Puzzling Evidence show, and she was out on the street, wrapped in her bathrobe with her little dog, which she brought out to.
And her real dog's name is Kate.
Well, no, that's her name, but she was quite fetching in this flimsy bathrobe. We had a nice conversation. Did somebody kick the bucket?
Supergirl that some feminist would approve of.
You mean the bucket?
Hey, this clean though.
Supergirl is un-American.
I want a girl with a smooth liquidation.
I don't like all that thumping. Good dividends.
So you want a Kryptonian girl?
They're not, so even, hard to be
not even human. In the endless reaches of the universe, there once existed a planet that glowed like a star in the distant heavens. The planet Krypton, inhabited by a race of superior beings, mental and physical supermen.
It's a full orchestra kind of music, and I do enjoy that.
That comedian always amuses me.
You see, I can't light this because one of those cartoonist girls took my lighter and didn't give it back.
Damn cartoonist.
Give me that lighter. Well, now I'm holding a dead soldier in between my fingers. Comes back.
The show can't be responsible for
and then
dreams
I'll say,
that have been crushed.
Ma'am, I need for you to help me out, ma'am.
Oh, that's right. I forgot to moon crash.
Hello, cat. Hello, lurkers.
Moon crash? Oh, let's hope that doesn't happen. You know, that giant asteroid that they say has only a 3% chance of hitting us has a larger percentage of hitting the moon. And that could be bad for us, too. We need the moon to be right where it is.
Hey, Mr. Moon, don't mess around. Like K-Rod, he's messing
around. I
heard
about that.
Yeah. Terrible, terrible thing.
Well, maybe Michael Pepe can do something about it.
I was just looking for someone to love.
It's a terrible thing.
Moon creatures.
You just want someone to love.
That lady on the radio is so sad.
Now it's The Alchemist playing some of his great music. The kids these days go for this kind of stuff. That is, the 40-year-old kids.
Now he's got me doing it. Squawk.
Looking through the wrong part
of
the telescope makes us see how small and petty our problems are.
I mean, come on, we're not staying on the moon.
All we need to do is look into the bright light.
No, because Whitey's there, and it's ruined everything. During the nose hair Lincoln administration, Whitey went to the moon.
The red velvet is good.
I was speaking of the giant tortoise that predicted the birth of the moon.
Slow down.
Okay,
breaking 1 trillion Newton meters.
When they hit orb, a fault opened.
Are there any casualties? Is my brother okay?
And I was pointing out that
the number's still unconfirmed.
It's really not a tortoise, but a turtle.
It is in bad shape. It
came out of the water.
To re-enter Earth in its
but the ancient Buddhists may not have been scientifically
accurate.
Just calm down, ladies. Have a piece of cake.
There's a lot of cake.
It's straight for Earth.
You're saying that I caused the meteor to...
See, wait. Yeah, but some of the faster
moving is all about Star Wars and Star Trek.
I'm saying just that.
No,
you caused the meteor.
Oh, I'm
take that.
I did that.
Come back.
Impact in this. You gotta get down.
Let's get down.
Everybody do the meteor.
We're reinforced. We built a temple almost.
Somebody plug that air leak. We're in space. The air doesn't grow on trees.
Anyone else know if I pick up me?
Logan and Logan, it's cool. Still alive, alive. The ship is back in the planet on the moon. There are maybe other survivors, but no confirmation yet.
We're waiting for Michael Pepe to come. Haven't seen him since the Saint is Soup Stupid. He's not going to get me. He's going to get you. Anyway, he's not here yet, but we saw him at Saint Stupid's Day, and he was in fine fettle. Marching along in Saint Stupid's band of brothers. He was, and
yep, I hear EBN, get down.
Well,
but he's making the little bobheads be all on people.
They're just appearing, emanating, popping out.
Elon Musk was at the parade, St. Stupid's parade.
And a horrible little dwarfish Donald Trump about 2.5 yeah. feet high.
That was pretty impressive. Over the string.
Leon.
And then there was the street sweeper who cleaned up after the parade. Mustache, the push broom, the white uniform, and the white
cap.
Just like at the end of Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
Do
you want to get down?
I look at Pepe, he's really getting down.
Do you want to get down? Huh? Oh, what's it going to do?
Hey, Tiki Taco, what's
going to look at Pepe go, you know, all we need to do is harness this power and there'd be no energy crisis.
And there's a movie of Clinton, the spaceman himself, with Eddie Murphy playing George Clinton.
Well, he could probably play Bill Clinton.
That'd be fun.
He does these incredible, elaborate makeups.
Yeah.
And there are hundreds of hamsters running amok.
Wait, where do the hamsters come from?
From Outer Mongolia, actually.
Well, they're really cute.
Yes, they are. And I don't know, I almost killed one of mine when I...
Yummy hamster.
I gave it, you know, those little chocolate chips that you put in chocolate chip candies?
And they died.
I gave it to him, and he held it in his little paws, and he stuffed it in his mouth, and he held the melting chocolate in his cheek pouches, and his eyes rolled up, and it looked like he was going to pass out and expire on the spot. But he was actually having a wonderful time, but he was getting a massive sugar hit, far more than his little system could account for, and I was just some stupid kid to think, oh, I'll give him a piece of candy. Yeah, I gave him a piece of candy as large as his brain on that occasion, and he has these pouches inside his cheeks that he can hold things in, and he had it divided and in there, and he was slowly drinking the chocolate while his eyes seemed to glaze, and they rolled up into his head. He really did look like he was going to expire. But he didn't on that occasion. Look at that parade. Just look at it. There's Bishop Joey himself riding on
this
the doggy dinosaur
flood.
Float, rather, with dancing objects.
The dancing little things?
While he pontificates and orates, waving his parade leader's baton. And directly behind him, the huge grimacing
Dasha. What your thing is. What you did to it. You rotoscoped it.
What? The effect on the phone?
The effect on Man in the Moon Marigold?
Yeah, when the Whitey landed on the moon.
Whitey's on the moon. I didn't get
that you made.
My welfare check, and Whitey's on the moon.
Yeah, I just heard that on NPR because they were talking about Whitey being on the moon and because of the Mars. I think Trump said we're going to Mars.
Well, Trump knows nothing, and even Elon ought to know that we can't go to Mars just without living on the moon for a while. Or else your expedition to Mars is definitely going to fail and people will be dead before they get there.
Man, that'd be a bummer.
Nobody has ever managed to live away from the Earth for a significant length of time. There's stuff on the Earth that keeps you alive, and it's not fully understood. But every time they tried to create a fully enclosed biosphere, it fails, and it turns into blobs of stinking glup and mold and so forth, because we don't know all the factors that keep it balanced. And we might kill them off in our own biosphere through ignorance. But what you got to do is go to the moon. It's easy to reach. And then build your habitat there and figure out how to keep it going. Then you can go to Mars. And you can do all that mining, that deep space mining. Space is full of stuff. It costs huge fortunes to bring even the small amount of stuff up out of Earth's gravity, but it's easy to bring things down through Earth's gravity. There are huge rocks of gold and platinum and nickel in the primordial state in the asteroid belt. They'd be easy to get. And there's water, plenty of water, which is needed on Earth and will be needed in the moon. All of water on Earth comes from space.
No, not yet. You don't say that yet.
It bombards the Earth as it bombarded the moon. Tintin found ice on the moon, and he was right.
It's pretty far.
Oh, boy.
But we can send aerogel through them and pick up little tiny pieces.
The asteroids are all in a gravitational relationship with each other, and you move one of them, and the others might move. If you bump one of them, that you could start a chain of bumping and dislodging the paths and so forth. But they themselves are the fragments of a planet that used to exist, which was torn to shreds by Jupiter's enormous gravity well. And Jupiter's got control.
Welcome, Spokely.
If it wasn't for Jupiter, we'd be a lot worse off, too, because a lot of dangerous space junk that comes into the solar system gets captured by Jupiter, the most powerful gravity out there, and it doesn't come our way.
All right, I gotta go make pasta or something.
Yeah, just like the James Bond theme came from a song about a nose.
The nose.
And when he got hired to do the James Bond thing, he just reworked the nose song into that. All right, now stop. Stop, mega black paint. That's good, right?
We were at a Chinese restaurant, and not all the noodles were eaten. And there's a big box of them right outside the door. Would she like those?
Something happened here.
Would she like those?
There's a man with a gun over there. Telling me I got to beware. Think it's time we stop, children. Watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. Think it's time we stop, children. Watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. Lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds. I've seen so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. I think it's time we
to stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Now they're doing yoga on VJ's channel.
It's the birth of all the little boblets.
We'll see boblets.
Stop all boblets.
Boblets born, generated.
Those boblets do, they can't help themselves. They're just doing it.
Thousands of jellied eggs in the sea, emitted.
And they'll
only
be
some to become fully grown individuals.
And they'll be, doesn't Bob cover them in ooze? And then they, which keeps them warm and fertilizes them. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Uneaten noodles nearby. Because our friend ordered, what was it, calamari noodles?
Yes,
noodles
with scallops, I think. But no scallops either. just the noodles. Well, they get things mixed up. They had a large number of people at the restaurant.
But still, that's pretty irresponsible as an eating establishment.
True enough.
I ordered scallops and you brought me just plain noodles. Take this back.
Scallop flavored french fries.
So sorry, monsieur. Immediate about it. And be quick about it.
What you do is you just take the plate and you just push it off the table. So
there's a crash on the floor.
It's like, I don't want it.
I can't be confronted with this impudent inexune.
So the car came, Pepe got in, and now he's on its way.
Well, that's
believe
a
it or not, it's like
just seems wrong to do it that way.
Maybe practice makes perfect.
Or should I say, that's not how it goes.
Maybe he got it down.
There you go.
Woo-hoo.
We're still in the that's not how it goes.
But he's not here yet.
Yeah. That's what my cue card says.
We do not yet have Mr.
Maybe
Pepe here.
Maybe 3-4 o'clock.
Nobody has Mr.
Things
Pepe.
Will be. So John Lake said that the Sex Pistols were woke. I don't get it.
Yes, he did. But he himself is in the can for Trump.
So I don't, like, but he's in the Sex Pistols, right?
Oh, no.
Oh. If he's a Trumper, why is he in a woke band?
He's not in the band. That's one problem. They got another guy who's only 40 years old. And that's when Disney was promoting the Sex Pistols tour.
Oh, okay.
Disney. But John Lydon says the band is now a Disney version of itself, and it doesn't have him, and it's not authentic, and it's woke.
Oh, well,
and he's a Trump fan, so right. Woke means it's exceptionally bad.
But it sounds bad anyway.
Is it as bad as the New Monkees?
Johnny Rotten went for Trump, yeah. Just like Kid Rock.
There's no
and
hope
Dennis
for us
Miller.
Now. Yeah.
There's New Monkees.
John Voight.
It was actually a long time ago. It was in the 90s. And I knew a friend of mine was friends with the guy that wrote the New Monkees. Yeah, look at it on YouTube.
Jean-Claude
just
Van
the people.
Damme.
They have Jean-Claude Van Damme hair. And yeah, it was. And it had nothing to do with the Monkees, of course. It just was a strange idea. Hey, that's what Hollywood is. You just copy what was successful and hope it works.
Yes, they want you to copy the thing that's the most popular. Even though, if you then get accepted and you go into production, by the time you have your thing done, that popular fad is no longer current. And so if that's all you got going, you lose. Nonetheless, they want you to do it. They want you to study whatever is the most watched thing at the moment. And your work must reflect that. In Hollywood.
If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together.
nonsensical. You can't get me to believe it.
Would you like to know more?
Oh.
That sounds a little bit non-standard to me. Mine.
Is that, look,
mine.
Is that what that is?
I don't think so. Let's see. It look, there's,
oh,
you're right. It says buzz and everything. And it's got that little mouthpiece.
A buzz?
It could be like a bad dream machine. Like you suck some in and you have bad dreams. I bet it's K-Rob. I've been at what? All right.
I do all my shopping.
I'm going to start the show again.
At K-Rob's.
All right, use a,
K-Rob is your value store.
It gives you, it says, oh, I'll use the tire.
Buys you more.
Okay, and here comes the show's walking down the street now.
It's
here we go. All right. I'm having good sleep now.
So did all of my clues help?
But I'm going to get on the show and talk.
Get on that show. Get on it. Get it on.
Tonight.
You're already on the floor. Have a real nice day.
Hey, you.
Sure. Sure, a real nice day. Yeah, right. Okay.
No.
Now what?
Hey, do you need help with anything?
No, it's cool. Thanks, though.
Too cool for school, man.
Well, if you're having trouble sleeping.
Yeah, try show.
I could use some
Help. I drank some show, and this is what happened.
Who is sleepy?
You saw him shot me.
So, why? What's the point?
Just find out.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're coming in loud and clear.
Very good. Well,
yeah, Michael Bolger should be ignored.
Roger, we'll go.
Ignore it anyway.
Belay that, ignore
it. Now that he's here, I'll just turn the mic off.
Yeah.
Well, that's too much extraneous sound.
Yeah.
Clear the way for Pepe.
Oh, he's here. Okay, turn the mic off.
Yeah.
Well, there he goes.
It's just like the last time.
He's 25% more Pepe in this model.
It's just like the last time. I can't hear myself.
I can't sleep. I am mentally healthy. I hate myself. That's the quiz. Okay, I took the quiz. Now I get to go to the meeting room.
He hates himself. Oh, well, that's his name.
Well, there's an AI Pepe. Can't hate himself.
AI Pepe hates himself.
He just can't. He's AI Pepe.
AI
oh, there he is.
AI Pepe is against AI.
That's
the
problem. Anyone or anything suspicious.
Yeah, oh, okay. Stop him.
I know who this sniper is.
However, that's right, folks. It's not too late to buy my marshmallow fluff.
Wow, you're merchandising marshmallow fluff, huh?
Right away. Just sit right on the merchandise.
Is it
okay, wait,
solid?
I'm
going
to read this. It says, have trouble with AI in real life.
This mic. In the headphones, I mean.
I guess so, yeah.
Hello.
This one?
Okay, let's see. It says, don't try to climb the fence because you won't have sleep. Very low for word. Okay, we're generating more show now.
No.
Okay, good. Would hate to have to give you kids a fine of up to $15,000.
Stop using up that church air.
Well, we're using up government air. We don't have
Okay, so I'm sorry.
I think I can hear myself. All right.
Give me a double, double cola. Give me a double, double cola.
Remember, it's the white sponge.
I kind of feel bad now.
Yes.
I have to, like, get revenge on
All right.
Time to always test the earphones before you test the mic.
Time to throw in the towel.
Yes, let's throw it in.
Hi, Jimmy Franks.
And,
Franks and beans.
Really
consider the cow thrown.
I'm not old enough to drive.
Am I supposed to wash? Am I supposed to wash myself?
Horse marine.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I feed my horse on corn.
All employees must wash hands before podcasting.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice,
it's a
soapy smelling face cloth.
Why? I wonder what it was soaping before you got a hold of it.
I don't know. I'm afraid to find out. It is a little sticky.
Now, let's not get too clinical here.
I don't know.
You know what I do every time something like that happens? I think Burning Man.
Ew.
As dirty as this is, nothing's as dirty as that Burning Man.
Yes.
If I drop my clean towel on the floor, oops, but Burning Man, you know, it would be covered with filth and there's no way to get it off.
Within seconds.
You know, it's so comparatively clean here when you're not at Burning Man.
Yes.
It's fuzzy.
Well, that's why we stay here instead of going to Burning Man.
Yes, yes.
We don't care for the dust, the filth.
Yes, exactly. Well,
the rapists.
I got lost in a dust storm.
They're not sending their best.
No, they're sending the rapists. They're rapists, they're murderers.
And,
they're sending podcasters.
But it's kind of changing sub-genine. In many ways. What are
you, yes? Is it, you know, has it become the,
for one
yuppie
thing,
playground that was... that was
in the past few years, more women than men are coming.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good.
It's gone through a couple of changes. One of them was the non-official Burning Man, which happened despite of officially there being no Burning Man.
Really?
You knew about that. I didn't go to it.
I knew about the one when there was no Burning Man.
Yes, but people came and they formed the circle and they did everything that they were supposed to do, but they had no permits. They couldn't burn anything, so they operated their high-tech drones to hover where the man would be burned and project an image of the man burning.
Right, that's which was beautiful. The incredible moving drones that would line up in space, create the man, and then just as quickly vanish.
Yeah, well, they did that. They you could certainly go crazy if you didn't know that's what it was. From things appearing in the sky, huge hands and faces and giant trees and all sorts of stuff, it would come and go. The giant tree would grow up into a huge thing and vanish.
And then fly away.
Well, they would fly away, but they changed what was being shown on their screens.
Right. Do they now migrate from one illustration to another, or they just disappear and come back with a new one?
I think they can migrate from one illustration to another, but I was riding on the giant shark, and I had a good clear view of the sky. Now they can control the sky. They can put a cartoon up in the sky.
Really?
Yeah.
So can they bring the stars down and have the stars form various shapes?
It would be interesting if they did use those drones to make it look like it was the stars doing things.
I know, that would be pretty good.
They did have a big fake moon a number of years ago.
It looked
like the real moon and it was on the horizon, but then all of a sudden it would go through all the phases and so on.
Oh, yeah.
It was just a big balloon that was tethered and decorated like the moon. Yeah, that was...
It looked so real.
It looked very real. And so once again, you're checking your sense of reality as you're looking at it, and it suddenly flips through all the different phases.
Lord.
That's why I don't like Burning Man.
Arrogance, things changing.
Well, they try to fool you, and it's just not right.
I know.
That's what I come here to get fooled.
On you. I fooled you.
I don't, as an American, I don't respect
them for doing that.
You have the right not to be fooled. Yeah.
Hey, Rob, I've got a picture for you. I don't know if you've seen this.
Yeah, you guys were laughing at me while I was all fooled.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It was brutal. And we should be in jail for
pretty good, huh?
Yeah. We're fooling people into thinking we're doing a show.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that they think looks this like is a fun day on the set.
Well, think of the young people that listen to this and think it's a show.
And then that's they go to places like Radio Valencia and they go, I can do this.
Yeah,
and 6 months later, are they still doing it? No.
No, they've
given up.
They've taken drugs and they're in the alleys.
Right. It drove them to these drugs and now they're all confused on the corner.
Yeah, because of radio that's not radio.
They're like not this guy. Their best truck.
This guy used to be the guy singing. Now he used to be a DJ. Now listen to him.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I don't understand. It's like listening to cat's piss.
Yeah, and all these young people, you know, that are in
sing choral. They could have been singing monk songs.
That's right. But
no.
Instead, they're in prison. They formed a prison gang of singing children.
Yeah.
And they have to sing the rest of their lives because they lied on the podcast.
Right. Yeah, I think that Trump made it a federal offense to lie on a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You just can't do it anymore.
Well,
you could a long time ago.
Yeah, I know. Well, you can do the podcast, but you have to pay the tariff. You have to pay, 30% of your earnings. Well,
the
I don't
people.
Know.
Okay.
The shows,
we, the people, get all the tariff monies that come flying in.
Oh, that's why we're going to save all this money.
Man, it's going to be so cool. It's going to be so cool.
I don't know. They're threatening to take away our endowment. You know, our massive...
This is what, our brain or something?
Is that like fast talking? Fast talking.
I forget. It's gonna be lame for a little bit.
Have your way.
It's gonna suck for a little bit.
Yeah. But you'll be so rich after that.
But why is this feminist choir yelling at these imprecations at the show?
Because that's what the show's here for.
It's
so people can work out their jollies, you know.
Well, that's the thing. We want people to let it all out.
Yeah. Just be themselves on the show.
Be yourself. When you're just listening to the show, you just feel that you can do anything you want.
Like, anything.
Like punch your mother in the mouth.
Right, if you wanted to. I mean, yeah. Only if you want to.
Well, yeah. It has to be that you want to, because otherwise you wouldn't want to force someone to do that. But,
No, that's called dial tone.
You know, you should. You have the right to kill your parents. Don't let anyone tell you.
All that 1960s stuff. kill your parents. Kill your parents.
Yeah. Steal this book.
I pick up your telephone, but I don't hear your dial tone.
Yeah. That was the old saying we used to say back in the day. Hey, ATT.
I remember being back in the day. It was great.
I know.
Sitting on the front yard, thinking about someday smoking marijuana, but not now, because I was too young.
No, I never did that. But, I mean, you're thinking about fantasizing about smoking.
Yeah, trying to understand what I would do if I could get to the future.
Right, and if you liked, you know, getting high, or, you know, you had those...
Whatever the young people call it.
Feelings.
Yeah. I'm going to call it, I'm going to say, get high.
Well, the problem is, how
can
you...
A young person will be with you shortly.
But the question is, how can you get high if you're getting down? Can you get down and then get high?
Well, if I can't get high while I'm getting down, I just hang up. Start again.
Yep.
Dial it again.
Okay.
Get high. Okay, here we go.
So first is
a
get
young
high?
Person will
should
be
I
with
get
you
down
shortly.
First?
And explain the world to you.
Well, I don't know. I just never knew how far I was supposed to get down, how far down I was supposed to get.
Well, nobody knows.
Old people have to pay tariffs on young people words.
Oh, my God!
Yeah. I can't talk anymore. I don't have enough tariff words.
Okay, you're not...
I'm going to call tariff words. Okay.
Tariff.
You're not going to believe...
From the year 5000.
You're not going to believe this, but the little thing I picked up on the floor of my building... Watch, Doug, look at this.
Is getting you really high? Smokely?
Yes.
Out? Yeah.
I just... You know,
does it taste like it smells?
It tastes delicious.
Whoa, he's turning into a meteorite.
It tastes delicious. It's got a fantastic taste. And
he's putting it where the sun never shines.
This is unbelievable, folks. I'm getting high off something I picked up off the ground.
And you just put it in your mouth?
Yes.
Quick call. GetHigh.net.
Call 911.
I wiped it off briefly.
The floor?
No, the mouthpiece of this device.
You should have started with the floor.
Speak to your mouthpiece, huh? Well, you should have thought of
just
that.
Answer the phone.
Read the floor, smoke the joint.
All right, thanks.
And not only that.
Smoke a joint, go to prison.
It counts how many
pops. I kind of get this thing to work, damn it. Just make breakfast.
Still, there's nothing like, you know, a burning...
I'll call Nightbot.
Man.
A burning man or a burning fatty that I noticed K-Rob...
Hey, fat
man. Why isn't anybody home?
...was holding...
So, the little collar box.
This isn't technically a fatty.
Well, a skinny.
Yes.
It's
like a Kate Moss joint.
Kate Moss joint, okay. It's a tweaky.
It's a waif, yeah. A wafer.
A waif?
Yeah.
A wafer.
Like Audrey Hepburn or Twiggy.
Yeah.
Not a Jane Mansfield would be a fatty.
Yeah, right. Fat in all the right places.
Right.
Except in the head, of course.
Yeah, but she liked Rocky Rocker and the Airedales. Or
did she?
What was that band that she
listened
to in her movie?
Rocky
and the Airedales. Or
I don't know.
I'm trying to call and get the answer now.
Yeah, I know. Well, the people that can't reach Google, they call us because they know we know everything. Hello, show. You're on the air. Don't say, am I on the air? You know, we should take
what
calls.
Is this air you speak of?
We will.
The air we all need.
The air our words float on that we pay tariffs for.
That's right.
The special word.
The air apparent.
Air.
Okay, Rob, I'm coming over.
To play?
Yeah. Oh. Coming to get a hit.
Oh, you're fine.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer available. God, I hate trying to write with autocorrect constantly interfering with everything.
Yeah, I told you, was it a fatty?
Seeing off the techno window, closing the hole in the fabric of the cosmos like a scar.
Oh, boy. marine iguana. Okay.
Now I feel good.
From my distress. Sweet marijuana. Sweet marijuana.
Lorraine.
Give me your soft caress. Sweet marijuana. Please do.
Wow, the Nightbot is really giving Fuzzy Physics a hard time on the chat, it looks like.
Fuzzy Physics?
Yeah, he says,
we don't want any more of that fuzzy math.
He says, 8-Ball, will I ever be high again? Nightbot says, very doubtful.
I can find that out. Ask me. I've got the 8-Ball right here.
Oh, you've got one too.
I'm right behind it.
And what are you asking it?
That's just the thing. Get the caller to ask it something, and I will...
Oh, answer it. Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll employ Mr. 8-Ball
to find
the answer he wants.
That's right, folks. You can ask. Well, are you offering, Hal, to give free answers?
I am.
Free answers.
Out of the largesse of my heart.
Incredible. Hal will answer your questions, and you don't have to send him any money.
You're darn tootin'. Not on this show.
No, everything's free. Our minds, our hearts...
And our sacred honor.
And our sacred honor are all free, or at least very low priced.
$29.95.
Let's go
further on. And
now you get to our non-sacred honor, and that's a little more pricey.
How about a sacred tour?
I'll take a tour, a sacred threer.
Right. We'll go any length, any distance for our sacred family.
Yes. Whatever you want, anything sacred, we will give away.
We will give away nothing because nothing is sacred.
Oh, I see.
What is beauty?
That's right. We're giving away nothing on the show.
Hey, wait, you misspelled that. It's supposed to say scared, not sacred.
Oh,
now look. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people make that mistake. There is something scary about sacredness.
I saw Gary just tonight. I am a subscriber to Scary Monsters magazine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's really
still
good.
Still around. Monster movies of filmland. Is that still around?
There may be something calling itself that, but there's no more Warren Publications and Forrest Ackerman is dead. But it had many revivals, and it's easy to follow the format. And if I saw one, I'd buy it.
Yep.
But where am I going to see one? However, I do subscribe to Scary Monsters, and also the same people are printing Castle of Frankenstein again.
Oh.
And with those two, I am content.
Very good, yes. Now, what about that great little comic store that was on, I think, Guerrero?
It was on 23rd Street between Valencia and Mission.
Was that it?
It was the San Francisco comic book company.
Oh, that's right.
It was run by Gary Arlington.
That's right. That was also a great place, but I'm thinking of another one.
It's gone, though.
That I think was on Guerrero and maybe 17th. Just a little one. It's a small... I used to visit it every now and then.
Well, there's one over on Valencia.
Was it Valencia?
That sells the underground comics of the new generation.
Yeah.
The people I'm associated with. The whole store is full of them.
Nice. Well, that's been there for a while, perhaps under different management. I remember visiting it 10, 15 years ago.
It's there, and Ed Holmes and I should get on the ball and place a bunch of tracks in there for sale.
We
did that before, and they all sold.
Oh, yeah? Oh, they sold them.
Oh, yeah.
How much? What'd you charge?
Well, the store charged $5 or something like that. Maybe $2.50, I forget. But they did send me an account of all that they sold and a check, and they sold them all.
Nice. Well, that's good. At least there's some honest business people and... pay their taxes.
If they wanted to make money, they wouldn't be running a comic book store. They're in it for the love of it, and they are honest.
Exactly.
And there are a lot of interesting young artists who hang around there.
Yeah. Oh, how I remember the wonderful Stan, who was at not Stan Lee, as I thought, but Stan of Stan's magazine store, where I used to buy my comics as a kid.
And where was that?
In Brockton, Mass.
And he was a character.
Oh, he was. He was a old weird looking guy.
Old,
with funny glasses.
Weird looking.
And
funny
had
glasses.
Old ramshackle, but rather large
ramshackle
space with millions of comics. Unfortunately, half of them have the covers scissored off.
Are you going to buy that magazine, young man?
Oh, I I would stay there for hours. I don't know how he put up with me.
Are you going to purchase that comic book that you're reading?
He only put up with me so I would buy like 30 at a time. He knew I was going to buy a lot of crap. And I would,
okay, kid, put down the comic or pay it for it.
And I didn't care if it didn't have a cover. I didn't care about the cover. I wanted to read the stories.
Yeah, well, the cover, of course, is one of the great pleasures of comic
books.
The cover is what makes you pick it up and read it again, even though you know everything that's in it.
Exactly,
And there's a sort of pleasure in being pleasurably bored by a comic that you've already read.
Yeah.
You know, you pick it up and there you are again in the same images and the same sequence.
Oh, I read comics many times.
The cover could be an elaborate painting or a more complex piece of art than anything you'd find in
It could be gorgeous. I mean, some of them, a Kirby cover, if you've ever seen just The Thing versus the Hulk, issue 25.
You know,
it's
Kirby,
a masterpiece.
Kirby was a master, and last night or yesterday morning, the young cartoonists I was with were talking about how great Kirby was.
Oh, really?
You know, they don't consider him old-fashioned at all.
Yeah.
They see him as the fountainhead of cartoons.
Everything.
Yeah.
The whole, the MCU?
Did you ever meet him?
No.
He was like a boxer, like a fighter. He was tough and
combat. Oh, really?
You know, sort of like one of his own drawings.
Yeah.
You know, he draws all these muscular, tough guys, but he was kind of like that.
Yeah, wow.
Slavic.
I didn't know that.
Broad, powerful.
I kind of imagined that he was, geeky and like
every. No, he was no pencil neck comic book drawer. He was a powerful guy. And Frank Frazetta also could have posed for one of his own drawings.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. So he worked out, did he?
He had played a lot of baseball. He was just in good shape. He didn't spend all his time drawing comics. So
right.
He was an athlete. And not only that, his wife was quite attractive and looked like all the women that he drew in his art and in his painting.
Right.
She had the same build.
All those gorgeous girls.
Yes, his wife was. But, of course, that makes sense, too, because if that's what he liked in women, he would naturally marry someone who satisfied those criteria.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
I'm afraid that I think he was a right-winger who listened to Rush Limbaugh, though.
Frazetta? Did he live that long?
Well, he lived fairly recently. So what? That's not what we like him for.
Well, so was Kerouac. Kerouac became quite conservative when he was in his 40s, when he moved back to Lowell, Mass, with his aged French-Canadian mother, Maman.
I heard that Justin Green, before he died, was getting into QAnon and all that crap.
Oh, really? Who's Justin Green? I don't know.
Justin Green is a great underground cartoonist who drew Binky Brown Meets the Holy Virgin Mary. Do you know that one?
No.
You never
read
those?
Who did he write for? Who did he draw for?
He was in an underground comics venue. He was in comics with me. He was very well-known.
Oh.
And quite good. And I knew him, and I painted signs with him.
Oh, yeah.
He also worked as a sign painter. But it distresses me to hear that he would believe any of that. Of course, he was somewhat paranoid as his Binky Brown.
It's the THC. It makes you paranoid.
You know, he was.
You hear paranoid type music right now, then you're probably paranoid.
Yeah.
By being raised
in the
Catholic Church.
I'd be very afraid.
He was really messed up by his Catholic upbringing, which is his comic about the Holy Virgin Mary.
So was Michael Pepe.
Except I wasn't Catholic.
I know, but just for the story.
I was just like,
Boston.
I was twisted.
He was told he was unclean by the nuns.
Really?
And
so
that when he was...
I was unclean.
Evil and unclean and unblessed and unwashed by God, a ray would be emitting from his penis that would touch the statue of the Virgin Mary. Blaspheme. And he was terrified that this would happen. And then he started fantasizing that his fingers were also like penis ray things. And everything he pointed at, you know, he was sitting and blaspheming against
Michael
God.
Michael Pepe had to get an operation so
I hate
happen.
It when that happens.
Yeah.
It's
that
very funny, but it's part of this very remarkable comic work you should be familiar with.
So, wait a minute. Are you saying he put it into comic form?
This is the story of Binky Brown meets the Holy Virgin Mary, but it's autobiographical.
No, it's Binky.
It's obviously autobiographical.
Well, he sounds schizophrenic.
Oh, he was a delightful person.
I mean, you know, poor Philip K. Dick had the same issues. You know, not the same, but...
Why does everybody have to be totally sane? Maybe your whatever is bad right about now, you makes raining. You entertaining.
Well, everything doesn't need to be medicalized.
I used to go visit Justin, and he lived quite near where I live now.
Who'll stop the rain?
And it was near where there used to be a Kentucky Fried Chicken, a Colonel Sanders thing, and Justin hated it because he said that the smell of the chicken deliberately was pumped out, and so you would always be smelling it in his neighborhood. And when you went into his apartment, you gave a little start when you got up to the head of the corridor, because at the other end there was a life-size statue of Colonel Sanders that he'd scrounged from somewhere in his white suit, standing at the end of the corridor, you know, and you would give a little start, like, oh, there's somebody there, oh my God, it's Colonel Sanders. Lord.
And you're smelling it at the same time.
One time, it was Justin's birthday, and Paul and I knew how he had this love-hate.
Oh, Paul knew him, too.
He was well-known. He's a famous underground cartoonist.
Oh.
So we knew that he had this love-hate relationship with Colonel Sanders, so he was coming over for his birthday, and Paul made this fake bucket that says Colonel Green's Fried Chicken, you know, with a picture of Justin on it, and then he made fake drumsticks and thighs, and he painted them green, and he put them in the bucket. And after a while, after Justin came over, Paul said, well, I think maybe we should have some takeout chicken. And
we enjoyed
Justin pricked up and said, oh, really? And they brought this bucket out, and he looked at it, and he was totally disappointed. He was going, what's this? You can't eat this. This is fake. You know, he didn't appreciate that we had gone to this degree. But one other thing, that fried chicken place was there for a long time, but eventually it vanished. It turned into something else and was gone. But while it was running, it was run by a young Spanish man who tried his hardest to make the food exemplary, even though it was a KFC. And I got to be friends with him, and he invited me into the back where he and the employees were smoking dope in front of a huge poster by Justin Green that I'd never seen before of chickens killing and eating Colonel Sanders. It was black and white and about 5 feet tall.
Good Lord.
And they had it up as a gag in the back of that same Colonel Sanders that used to torment Justin with the smell, which was now being run really quite well by this young guy who was a hotshot. You know, when they can make that stuff good, it's really good.
Well, really?
So that's
you mean to say it's there's a good well, maybe.
All food, whatever it is, can be prepared well or poorly.
Well, yes, but I was thinking
in some of those places, you'll see chicken parts that have been sitting there for more than a day, maybe a week. More than 2 days.
Yeah.
You know, it all depends on how you decide. You know, what's the balance between profitability and getting customers to return?
Right.
He was sharp. He thought about things like that. You know, I was gratified that they invited me into the back of behind the scenes at KFC.
Sounds like a great painting.
When I saw the thing, I was charmed. I said, I wish Justin could see this. I wish he knew. And I had no idea such a picture existed.
Justin
Turner,
didn't know?
While he's still alive, I should ask him if he could remember. I wonder if maybe he might have that or know where it came from.
Right.
Or Gary Groff might know.
How is Ron, anyway?
Ron is, everyone says, the young cartoonists tell me, he's not long for this world.
Oh.
I'd like to go over and visit him one more time. Ed and I went to see him a couple times.
Yeah.
You remember the wonderful, huge parties he used to have.
Oh, of course.
Everybody
Incredible.
Would come.
Greatest parties of the year.
They were. They were a hallmark of the whole year.
Yep. Absolutely the best Christmas party, and all kinds of people, far beyond the cartoonists.
The cartoonists were there, but everybody else was too.
Yes, all the cartoonists, whether they worked for Ron or not.
With Flash and Ina tending bar.
Exactly. And, a free bar. They're just literally giving away free beer.
And burritos.
Free burritos.
Remember burritos of chicken, beef, vegetarian.
Huge piles of free books.
But you were expected to make a donation to St. Martin de Porres Foundation when you came in through the front door.
You were supposed to, yes. But people crowded in. There was no security. There were no real guards or anything.
It's better to pay.
And nobody, that's right, but nobody...
It's better to give to the poor so you don't feel badly about yourself. You're going to a party. You're going to get free burritos and stuff. Put a couple bucks in the kitty. For your own good. For your own selfish good, so you won't feel bad about yourself.
Yeah. Well, they, yeah, they really was no. Oh, and you could draw on the walls. They
I did that too.
We used to do that. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I did it.
There was nothing quite like it. And there were many at one time.
Dick.
I can remember going to six parties in a single, six Christmas parties.
Well, how about all the wonderful stuff that he had inside the place? The intricate airplane models hanging from the ceiling, the carnival posters of circus freaks.
Oh, that's right. All those sculpture.
Weird statues, everything that he collected was in that place.
Incredible collection. God.
And it still is, where his son, Colin, is running the business.
Yeah.
What?
Ding dong.
Yep.
Ding dong.
A hostess ding dong.
And, you know, Ed looked better than I thought he would. Ed looked pretty
He's
good.
He's a trooper. What can I say?
He's Ed Holmes is back, folks. He was at the parade.
Ed Holmes
he
is back.
He did not march.
With his new bionic parts.
But he, yes.
He can't march because he would outrun everybody else in the parade.
That's right.
Bad.
That's right. He's
a regular Lee Majors.
He is completely AI. He's uploaded his consciousness to the cloud. And
nonetheless,
and he's a robot, but he looks just like the old Ed, and he was friendly.
Here's an idea
for
next time. Have a float or a platform with all the elderly St. Stupid's people on it, including me.
Yeah.
You know, they can be sitting there in deck chairs with blankets and have nurses attending
the
us.
The sunglasses and straw hats.
They can have IV bags and,
walkers.
And wave at the crowd.
Yeah.
Right after the doggy diner
thing. Oh, that'd be perfect. And with Ed, it's at the floor, on a kind of a throne.
Wavy Gravy was there, more power to him.
I was worried I wouldn't see Wavy Gravy again.
I'm surprised. He's been so weak lately, but he's still active as far as doing his stuff.
Because he must be well into his 80s, I think.
Who knows?
Yeah. Having a great time. That's right, folks. You may have missed the...
You may have missed the Summer of Love, but you can still find the hippies if you go to the St. Stupid's Day Parade on April 1st of every year.
That's right.
On weekdays at the foot of Market Street.
And
on weekends at the base of the Transamerica
Pier. Look, there's Ed. Ed is on. Are you guys watching? Yeah.
Yes, Ed is watching her video.
And there's Hal.
Santa Escobar. Me? No, that was Ed.
Oh, yeah, that's not you?
No, that's me in the corner.
That's you. Of course that's you.
Horseradish.
No, that is. That's me.
Your really nice, clear images.
I'll say. A little too
far. Are these puzzling evidence videos?
How could you get a hold of those?
We're showing...
I can message them to her right after the thing.
Oh.
We're showing his truly puzzling evidence.
Well, that answers that.
Is shooting
more penetration by puzzling evidence.
Yeah. It was smaller than usual, actually, but it was great
fun. The rain
fun.
Scared everybody away.
Full of spirit.
Rain, go away.
Because they're a bunch of wimps.
Exactly. Only the strong spirits are going to come to the parade.
Rain? Are you kidding me? Rain is going to stop us from going to the parade?
Rain,
what kind of crazy
snow,
do you think I am?
Nor gloom of night shall stay
really
these
stupid?
Couriers from their appointed rounds.
Yes.
Stupid!
Oh my God!
Hey, stupid!
You got two going.
If you want it, you can come over again, or I can come over there. Here we go. As you see, when we decide how to resolve our differences, the problems are easily managed.
That's right. Things are quick. The good old-fashioned 50-50 is really the ideal break.
Go way out, man.
It's way, way out. Way, way out.
Oh, yeah, this is a chunky.
A what did you say?
A chunky.
Well, it's chunky as, a half of a fatty. You've been...
Is it?
Yes.
Open wide for chunkies.
Chunk E. Cheese,
they still
overweight
make
children's theater.
Do they still make chunkies?
I don't know.
I don't know, Captain. I don't know, Captain, but the ship is going down. What do I do?
Wow. Just wow.
Just
wow.
Keep the chunky lit.
Wow.
Break off
that! Wow.
Just
wow.
Just
wow. Just wow.
Just hit like, because then that keeps reloading going. And you don't have to do anything.
Anything that keeps reloading going keeps life.
Well, except pay it.
Wait, I have to hit accept?
Well, there's the tariffs, you know.
Okay, yeah, I accept tariffs.
That God...
Because they're going to make me rich. I just can feel it.
Rich.
I can feel it.
Ha, ha, inside, that's
he's inside of me now.
In my financial bones.
Yeah, Trump's all dreamy.
Trump, bump-a-lump, jump, bump-bump, lump, 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 lump,
Rick Santorum. He's got an E to his last name.
Yeah.
So he's Rick Santorum.
They're
going to make a rule, a law that you can't vote for anybody.
Rick Santorum.
Doesn't have an ump.
Yeah, at the end of the name.
But anybody who ends in or ump should never be voted into ump. Yeah, like Rick Santorum.
But he's going to change his name to Santorum.
Borum, Holcomb, people like that shouldn't become officials.
Right. Applebaum.
No, that's a different ending. Well, Applebaum, Rosenbaum, all of that.
Yeah.
Those have been good names in political history. Senator Rosenbaum.
Oh, yes.
Or Roosevelt.
Get your gun, YouTube!
No. I want you dropping the nuclear bomb. Once the nuclear bomb goes, fuck off. You can't relay time. As he walks down the street, everyone wants to meet Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones.
Mr. May.
I knew that. Oh my goodness.
Cake. Enjoy. Cake. Cake. We were at a party where that cake was given away. So open up the box and let that cake be yours this day.
Uncle Chewy, do you even know what the cloud is?
Of course. It's where you keep pictures of cats and your taxes.
That's not... Okay, what about algorithms?
Are those the fancy moves the kids are doing on TikTok?
Wow, we are so doomed.
Hold on now. We don't need any of that stuff because we've got KPFA.
KPFA?
Yep, it's on the radio. You just turn the dial and boom. Real news, real music, real conversations. No downloads, no passwords, and no spinning wheels.
Even you can handle that.
Exactly. KPFA, where simplicity meets brilliance.
And it's listener supported, so it's all about community.
KPFA, 94.1 FM. No cloud, no algorithms, just great radio.
People who can believe that I was happy on the levee picking cotton, or happy in the mines digging coal, and giving all this away to other people for their wealth, and unable to protect my house, my woman, my children. Are people who can believe that I did this out of love for other people, and that I was happy doing it, and that all those songs and dances I learned while I was doing it meant that I was happy, can believe anything.
James Baldwin, a voice synonymous with passion, integrity, and vision. No other station has been playing voices like these except KPFA.
You're listening to 94.1 KPFA and 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, 94.3 K232FZ in Monterey, and online worldwide at kpfa.org.
Folks, this is unbelievable. I just opened this carton here, and there's about 20 pounds of
pure
cream pastry,
sugary,
pastry, creamy.
A creamy deliciousness.
Just sitting there.
And rich chocolatey.
So where was this?
Just teasing you, just laughing at you.
Where was this party?
In my mind.
What?
Oh, no, this is terrible.
What happened?
This is terrible.
Oh, hell.
What? What?
Terrible.
Well,
I told you.
Apparently, I did. And they are identical, and we will never be able to tell them apart.
You mean you've got one of those things with a David with a sticker from a Laughing Squid on the outside?
No. Now, please bring this back here.
Well, would you look at that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, one of those.
Can I have one? Oh, well, there's so much for that one. So, you see, I was simply going to... but thank you for your solicitousness. Oh, well, right, here's a backup in case anything happens to that one.
I'll take that one because that one is actually mine.
This one is yours?
Yes.
Right, now both of them are here. Well, okay.
That's what the show is now.
Well, I already had one anyway. That wasn't mine.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I don't hang out with this.
Radio.
I'm going to go stand over here.
Light.
I'm famous for stealing lighters.
Me too. I used to do it on purpose.
Yeah, that's different. That's a felony.
Oh, that's...
That's a felony.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, there is that. Yeah.
Deliberately. But, did you plan to steal it?
It started people still smoked cigarettes, and I had this weird idea that if I stole their lighter, they wouldn't smoke as many cigarettes, which, you know, was weird. So, but
wow.
And then
so
over the years,
like it was like a social intervention?
Yeah, it was. I'm really thinking of the other person.
You're like...
It's not that I want the lighter.
So, so it's like it's incredibly... Generous.
Altruistic. Yeah, all the way. All the way. Yeah, that's me. Caring about the other... The people. Wow. I care about all the people.
You know, you're like just one of those guys. You'll give him the shirt off his back, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what virtually everybody says in every murder or crime story.
Yeah, he wouldn't hurt a fly.
He would help anyone. He was so funny and smart and...
You know what you're doing right now is fake broadcasting, right? I mean, I hear...
No, no, no.
It's not because I hear voices. It's because it's real. It's true. I know it's true.
It's really happening.
He's hearing voices.
Well,
this ain't happening, man. This ain't happening.
I had always hoped that the show would be real. I didn't... But I mean...
Well, this is
real. I kind of had given up, though.
Don't give up. Never surrender. Never give up.
And just don't... It got... But
is there error? You don't know.
Someday it'll be real.
Okay.
Well, yep.
Someday is now.
We always hope. Well, and we hope July 5th.
The theme of Burning Man this year is tomorrow,
and
today.
And July 7th. What?
The godlike
there?
Michael Pepe.
Oh, yeah.
With the two little devilly red Michael Pepe beating away at the...
Yeah, he's sort of like an Edwardian referee.
What is their theme?
With a Buffon. Is that what they call it?
It's
like a crazy
devil
wrestler.
Form, which urges him to do evil.
Yeah.
Over
and he's got
the
square 70s glasses.
Oh, the 70s. You know, that says it all.
I tell you, I don't think my hands are as old looking as his hands.
It all depends.
He has a 90-year-old's hands. I've mentioned this before.
Who does? Who has an 90-year-old's hands?
The Michael Pepe in Twitch's stream. If you notice, it's very...
The real Michael Pepe?
Figure some trick of the
Michael. Very wrinkled.
Some strange...
You're talking about the real, not the AI Pepe?
I'm talking about the real AI Pepe. Well, the AI Pepe.
According to what I hear, if your hands are wrinkled and your veins are showing and all that stuff, look, it's because you're not hydrated enough. Consume more liquid and you'll plump out and you won't... Your hands will look younger.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what they say. Drink lots of liquids. Drink water. Don't drink alcohol.
Weird water stuff.
You know how, once again, at Burning Man, they say piss clear because if your pee isn't colored, then you are hydrated. But if it's orange, you need to be drinking some water pronto.
Okay, right. It's a little too rich. Sometimes if you pee, you know, after supper, you'll get like a really red pee.
Well, the thing is, you're trying to purify, trying to clean yourself out, but without adequate fluids in your hydraulically operated body.
That's what's so disappointing about the pee after you've been drinking, like beer, for example. You know, you might have a long pee, and then after it's all over, you look down and the water's almost clear. And you realize it's all water, you know.
Well, it's all gone, is what it is. And it takes more moisture with it.
I suppose so. Well,
yes, alcohol dries you out, actually.
You often, when you finish taking a shower, you get very thirsty.
I'm always very thirsty after a long shower.
Well, a certain Reverend Baby Bear likes to drink a beer while she's taking a shower.
Really? Wow.
And it relaxes her. She likes it.
Yeah. Well, you know, people do fall in the bathtub and injure themselves.
So I've always tried not to. Always tried not to. I'm very careful getting in and out.
Yes.
It's being not paying attention that gets you in trouble.
Yes. Well, let's let a warning out to you folks out there. We're not advocating drinking in the shower. We really are.
It works for somebody.
I guess. But we just don't want the young people. There's so many, you know, relotomaniacs, the little kids that love the show.
Yes, that's right. Well, of course, we do owe the rising generation at least that much.
Yes, so to be at least decent. And
but maybe it occurs to the little urchins that not everything that is mentioned is an injunction to do that thing.
Well, yes.
To follow it, to believe it. Well, we're not ordering people to do things. We're just presenting entertainment.
It's true, but the show has so much influence over the very young people. If we say, don't listen to Taylor Swift anymore.
Is that what we said?
That would be the end of... No, we would never say that, of course.
Certainly not.
They'd frighten the children.
Yes, we wouldn't want to do that, would we?
No. That's... But you know, just even an offhanded hit. An offhanded hit. remark of yours, Al, for example.
Uh-oh. What was that remark? I apologize in advance.
Yes, well, just a chance remark,
Hungarian
perhaps.
Heresy.
But the stock market rumbles, you know, when that happens. It really dislocates some stocks. And,
lay it on me. What did I say?
And well, that's buried down the memory hole now. We can't discuss. We're not even going to...
Better to throw the food deny. In the street than give the kiddies too much to eat. But better belly burst than good meat spread.
That's right. Well, we're going to neither deny nor state that Hal ever said anything that was dangerous or caused problems.
You can pick your friends and you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friends' noses.
I've said this many times, and yet people continue to pick.
Yeah, you tell them to keep their hands to themselves.
Like Tracy Feldman, who...
We don't need specific examples.
Who, handed out little $5 pieces that had the picture of a giant picking its own nose.
Oh, but that was a device, a machine that was built.
That's right.
A giant colossus at Burning Man that picked its nose.
Exactly. It was hilarious.
It was powered by hipsters running in a giant hamster wheel.
Right, exactly.
Hamster wheels are expensive.
Oh.
And Zero Boy and I were like the carnival barkers for this, trying to get people to come in and see the giant picking his nose. The most disgusting sight on earth. In fact, it was called the Disgusting Spectacle.
Yes, exactly. I did about a few hours of that, barking for it, too. Thank you. It was awful fun.
Awful show? Fun. Yeah. It was
you mean when you were barking doggedly? I assure you weren't Michael Puppy. No, actually. I barked, too.
I
growled and yowled for that attraction.
Yes.
And we brought in a big crowd. There were a few injuries of enthusiastic people falling forward in the field. But on the whole, it kept going all night long.
That's too bad. Just people have something better to do.
One of many attractions on the Midway. The giant
tree
that has 1,000 leaves and each one flushes and changes color caused by a computer algorithm in the electronics in the trunk of the tree. The entire thing is artificial because you're not allowed to bring any living thing into Burning Man. You can't bring a plant. You can't bring a flower in. If they catch you doing that, they'll destroy your plant at the gate. And the funny thing is, a bunch of years ago, it was supposed to be the Green Burning Man. Do you remember that? So people brought plants and things, and they were horrified when they were seized and burned at the gate. Because you couldn't actually bring grass or something in, but there was an attraction that had a whole field of plastic grass that you could lie in.
Wow. So what, you know, they should have warned people beforehand, you know.
Maybe they did, but not everybody read the fine print. No, they were trying to be in with the theme of being green.
Right.
So they were bringing some greens.
Right.
But bringing an animal or a plant is forbidden. It's introducing things that don't belong, and it's harming the animal, and it's, you know, it's...
Wow.
That's their philosophy.
Well, but still, you think you could at least have somebody take the plant away.
They take it away and they burn it right at the gate at a bonfire. Under the horrified eyes of the people sitting in the cars. What was the theme the year you were there with Philo and the rest of us?
I think that was the aliens. What were they called? The Normians?
That was the theme of Burning Man that year?
Yeah. Extraterrestrials.
What year is that?
Well, that's around
2000, maybe?
2000, okay.
I think.
Because that was the same year Stang was there.
Yeah.
And Philo.
Yeah. And his cousin one of those years.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, 2002.
2002, VJ says.
Guess what?
And it was a UFO?
The year.
That's just crazy talk.
Well, the whole idea, I think, that I'm thinking, like, it could have been closer to the 99, too.
Now we're getting farther and farther back in time.
Well,
city or festival or community or event, it's been
the whole idea was in
that trip with Stang and Philo was back in the 20th century.
In fact, some people believe Burning Man is the physical manifestation.
Not really. No, I think it was 2000. Yeah, that's pretty close. But 2000, because I remember, because it's the beginning of the new century, and
in fact, the first
Dana did this beautiful mobile sculpture.
Nothing in particular. A beautiful experience of your own.
It represented some kind of extraterrestrial deity, I think, or something.
That I vaguely remember.
It was a sort of a fictional race of extraterrestrial people called the... The Nemurians or the Lenonians.
Bizarre. Oh, well.
It was all Larry's, you know.
Yeah, that would be Chairman Larry, all right.
Yeah,
sounds like him.
North of Reed,
but usually he was more grounded in his speculative fabulation about the name.
Cafes, neighborhoods, and police.
You know, he did. I mean, they thought that was his job. That's what he worked on principally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you know of those signs that you read up to the right of the car as you drive slowly in? He was responsible for the content of those signs.
Oh, right.
The literary quotations and so on that were on there that you read, like Burmeshave signs. But these days, people just gun their engines and zoom by. I've never seen anybody driving slowly and reading the signs.
Are you guys watching the same channel?
They're probably
we're watching
all in a
the
hurry.
VJ Pussycat channel.
All right, yeah.
Just
I'm imagining everything. Reloadio, just in my mind.
You wouldn't think they'd
hooked
be
up to this breathing machine all night.
You wouldn't think they'd be speed up to get to Burning Man because they're going to have to wait in line for hours.
Maybe they've been waiting in line.
Or get three cars ahead of those guys in the line.
Yeah, but you see, that's a good idea. The thing. Also,
okay. Let's go.
The
signs let's go to Burning Man.
Are by one lane of traffic. Cool. But what you've got are four or five parallel lanes of traffic. So only one lane could read the signs anyway, since they are small and meant to be seen as you drive at 5 miles an hour along the right side of the road.
Right.
Wow.
But they keep it up. It's a tradition.
Well, skeletonized body.
Yes, the theme is Skeletor's Funhouse this year.
Good Skeletor.
Good Skeletor, good boy, good boy.
Well, and then there are all the wonderful Halloween celebrations down at...
where?
Down at Headless Point.
In Hunter's Point.
Headless Point.
Headless Point.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, start that again.
Yes, Headless Point. Heron's Head Park at Headless Point.
With a real horse's head hanging over the door.
Yes, there'll be a horse head in your bed if you don't
cooperate. I don't think we can use that in the shop.
Well, you can't say it on the show, dead horse, but...
No, you can't beat a dead horse on the show.
We're independent. That's why, you know, we've formed our own LLC.
But we do have our own black dog, as it were. Our own horse to beat.
We're all addicted to heroin, yes.
Black dog. Strictly speaking, my meaning.
Oh, yeah,
no, I meant what I was intending to say was that we have the obsessions which are brought out again and again as we do these podcasts.
Do you like to work with me?
What?
Never you mind.
What, darling? Are you lost, darling?
Gosh darn it. Darwin's theory has never caused me to lose confidence or... But, I do think that we have the habit of... specific repetition of theme. Ah, there we are. True enlightenment. Thank you so much. I deeply appreciated it. I appreciated it.
All right, well,
I appreciate
that again.
It.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you for the...
ah, yeah, sure. Yeah, stick somewhere soon. Yes, soon, soon.
Yeah, can we get out of here?
No. I'll stick it somewhere
you can
where
never leave.
It's going to surprise somebody. I can tell you that.
There's no leaving the show. No
it's
one will leave the show.
It's like the Communist Party or the Catholic Church. Nobody leaves.
No.
Just the incessant drumming.
The drums, they're driving me out of my mind.
The show is very harsh.
Yeah, if you're driving right now, you probably won't be for very long because you will crash.
Yeah.
Because of these hypnotic drums we are playing.
Onward,
that's right.
Through the area, burning with malaria. Alone on my safari, if no one do be sorry, if I run with dry run.
Blue Raz. Gift that keeps on giving.
Kruger Rand. Due to replace U.S. currency. Yes,
Steer, the official speed of the parade was going to be 2.5 miles an hour. Is that the same for this year?
Same speed this year as last year, yes.
Okay. The parade will run 10 minutes longer, however, 2 hours and 10 minutes total.
Oh, more Sembras and more St. Stupid.
We're able to get a little more time on television for the wide audience. So the same number of units, but then we space a little farther apart.
Are you nervous about your first timing?
Nervous in the service.
What time is the parade going to start? 8:34 from this intersection.
And it's going to go 2.5 miles an hour?
That's exactly right.
Okay, what's the pace car this year?
It's going to go right over the cliff.
Well, there was a car.
We have a pace car.
This is the pace car. A nice, slow pace.
Ah, good. Thank you. Yes, Burning Man's were wonderful. Absolutely. Maybe they still are, for all I know. Other than these...
Yeah, I think for the folks going there, just as wonderful as... Because that's all they know. That's all we knew. That's all they knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, well...
Even Rob, who got close to Burning Man, sort of. He got up to the Sierras. And I got to the, it was the year I snuck Jody in. And on the way back, we stopped at the gas station in, where are you, like, on 80. And the guy came over, the guy who was pumping the gas and came out, was real nice. And turns out, he looks at me and goes, are you with her? I said, yeah, no. Do you mind if I call it? Yeah. It was really funny. He was so serious, like, ask the old guy.
Wow.
That was fun. Yeah, I just kind of made her like a little mess of trash in the back and went in. And nobody cared.
Huh?
Jody, I made her a little mess.
They rock and rolled in the trash?
No, I hid her as a piece of trash right behind my seat with on a sheet on her.
Right.
And she could be really tiny. She could pull it in. Okay. So, it was really funny. And then she immediately got out and went two camps away and started getting immediately super drunk.
God.
And spent running around drunk that year.
Good Lord. Well, that could be a dangerous thing at Burning Man. Run around too drunk. It's pretty hot.
I think she may have stayed. She got around because I dragged her out a couple times. To see the place.
I've done that. I snuck in 1 year.
Yeah. Well, how did you sneak in 1 year? And then I have to wait for the she's here and the moon's here. So when she comes around to about like here, she'll answer my question. So I have to wait now. You know, the tension's unbearable. And she'll See, okay, there well, it is. Now she's answering.
I lost
questions.
My ticket on the way in.
Oh, no.
I can't talk because you're still talking. So stop talking.
Okay.
But did you manage to get in anyway?
I'm so tense, man. Come on, answer the question.
Well, I was just curious.
Yeah, I was asking you.
She doesn't have to tell.
It was like stuck behind the glove compartment.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, because I walked in during a whiteout.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, and cool.
I had a bottle of tequila. And I was running across the playa, and it was whiteout. And my shoes kept coming off, so I put my shoes under my armpit, and then I fell one time, and then I only had one shoe left, so I just left that, and I kept going until I got close to civilization of camp, and I could hear, this is the weirdest part, is I could hear the merman playing Burning Man radio stations.
Yeah.
So that's what
guided
me to
playing
the area, and then some guy that came up, I was kind of telling my story on the air, and then some guy helped me get to my camp, because I didn't.
That's always nice.
No, it was Baba. What's his name?
Oh yeah, what's his name?
Baba.
Santelli.
Rick Santorum.
No. Baba.
Yeah, and you know what? The weird thing.
Guido Scarducci.
Yeah, Guido Scarducci.
It was the.
And he had that chart up. Why you wanted to be an artist?
Because that was the best commercial ever.
Yeah.
The best television commercial I ever saw.
Yeah, that was what year?
VJ
probably 82. I don't know.
VJ Pussycat. What year was that? I don't care about your story. I care about my question.
Because we got to stop waiting.
Right. I like the delayed part because by the time she's salted, I'm on to the next.
You mean there's still delay?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Can't you tell by the piano?
The American Dream was the theme.
Keep America Green?
And I snuck in.
What year?
During the American Dream.
Oh, American Dream.
That's every year.
Yeah, right.
The American Dream is reborn
every A white
year.
Picket when fence and a house in the suburbs. Average man and wife.
Well, maybe that was the 2.5 theme. Children. Maybe that's the theme.
A dog named Spot.
Okay, let's all sing the theme.
And a cat named...
It's an American Dream.
That's pretty good.
That's America. That's the country we love. A giant rubber exploding octopus created by Hollywood's greatest special effects experts.
An American Dream.
Dream on, America.
Do-re-do-de-o.
This ain't my rodeo, and it ain't my prisoner.
Yeah, I've been to the rodeo and back.
I've seen how this rodeo ends, and it ain't pretty.
I know how to rodeo, and I know how to read.
But we can't all just get rodeoed.
RadioValencia.fm
and
there's so many awesome shows here every single day.
And an R and an A and a D and an I.
And that spells show. Showy Lodeo.
Yeah, that's right. The one you're listening to now, whatever you're
that's
doing.
Right, folks, whatever. Stop what you're doing. Pay attention only to the show. Have no other thoughts.
Gather the show near your responding device.
Yes.
This is your lifeline to the show.
That's right.
Except no interruptions.
Except no substitutes.
I'm going to call the show right now because they can save lives.
You know, we really should shoot a logo.
Wait, I can't talk right now. I got a call. Yeah.
Well,
Elvis Costello.
Right.
Elvis Costello. No, thanks. Not here.
Watching the detectives. She's watching the detectives. There you go. That's really one of his best songs.
Bible.
She looks so good as he gets down in She's watching the detectives. Ooh, it's so cute. She's watching the detectives.
You can't be wounded when you got no heart.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we are supposed to show you scenes from the picture Blood Feast.
Give me the Cobra jewels.
That's what people want. Is to watch is Blood Feast.
Or if you don't have Cobra jewels,
Elvis Costello,
give me my tube back.
Blood Feast.
I'm a coming to get it.
Which will be shown as a late show next Saturday night.
What? I thought. What?
You came in the wrong week. Blood Feast will not be shown at this theater.
Oh, yes. Wait, no.
Until it is shown at this theater.
Hey, Michael Pepe.
Yes.
Don't do drugs.
Oh.
Don't. Don't do it. Turn back. Turn back.
Oops.
Is your countenance cruising?
Oh.
Girls are bad, okay? Users are losers, and losers are users, so don't use drugs. Don't use drugs. If you know a user, even part of the time, turn them in quick, take a bite out of crime. Users are losers, and losers are users, so don't use drugs. Don't use drugs.
Drugs are bad, okay?
McGruff says, take a bite out of crime. Take a bite out of drugs. Take a bite out of this. Oh,
take a bite out of the war on drugs.
Take a bite out.
They took a bite out of that drug war.
Who took a bite out of these drugs?
Come on, baby. Eat the rich.
No more biting the drugs, okay?
Take a bite on the son of a bitch.
Well, somebody took a gigabyte out of this.
Eat the rich, baby.
It's Bitcoin, is what it is.
Eat the bit. Instead, eat the bit, baby.
Eat the rich.
During the showing of Blood Feast.
No one should watch that.
Are we going to have a bit? Is the show going to have a bit?
Yeah.
In fact,
should we invest in a bit?
We have to all pay for it, though.
Okay. It was a windy boy.
I'd give thousands to it. What about a GIF? Should we have a GIF?
Wait, I'm listening to the instructions.
The GIF of the Major.
You can't just go watch a movie. You have to listen to all the instructions.
How about an emote? Well, there should be an emote for the show.
And the blank.
Something in the molecular memory of the chassis envelope. It's affecting the brain matrix.
God, they're communists listening to this show.
That Russia.
We really are messing up on the
that Homo erectus guy left.
The publicity. Yeah. What, the homeless? Was
the homeless erecto guy on the track? The
was
SWAT channel?
A homeless erecto guy?
Wow. What, tonight?
Yeah. He was tightening on here, and now he's gone. So I think it's Michael Pepe.
Prehistoric
God, the guy.
We should have been doing DMT tonight, right?
Was he naked again?
A robot.
He might have been. I mean, we could do that around the time of Burning Man.
And he goes
on this channel, tell him that people talk about how much they love
poor old Joe Shook.
I really like seeing those guys at Burning Man.
With a little help from my parents.
He got his hand in the mangle. Moral hard work.
A little help here, please.
The mangler, eh?
The mangler.
I tried with a little help.
They put my head in the mangler.
No, I didn't actually mean homeless people.
Why do they call it that?
This show is parody.
You know, the English have a good sense of humor. Why do they do that?
Making fun of people?
Well, why do they call it a mangle? What a thing to invent.
All right.
Something that mangles things?
Yeah.
How can that possibly work out for
mankind?
Well, some things need to be mangled and fast.
So we're going to start now with the mangling.
But actually, The Mangling by Stephen King, America's most popular
author, mangling.
Tells about his short story, The Mangler, in which it's a laundry machine called The Mangler, but it's it gets loose
scary.
And it chases the guy home and mangles him. I mean, the machine, for some reason, breaks out of control.
Oh, this guy. Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's
And it was
King
called The Mangler.
That's too much. That is, yeah, right. Well,
no,
as
the Mangler. And Mrs. Mangler.
As the name itself suggested. I mean,
that's one of his silly stories. Another one was.
As it kills you, it dries
your
clothes.
That's what you'd have to do to dry clothes. Yep.
Another one of his silly stories was The Lawnmower Man. They made a movie which had nothing to do with the story whatsoever.
Oh.
But the story was kind of dumb.
Yeah. I saw that on a late night movie thing, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Lawnmower Man.
Well, it's insane. It gets bad reviews for being tacky, but actually, it's. I thought it was interesting.
Where did you, I mean, it's kind of dumb. Man?
It was on TV.
Wow.
TV?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I guess I saw some late night many years ago.
Yeah,
late
times. Thing.
The Long Muller.
Lawn Muller Man.
Yeah.
Here he is, he's like 60 feet high, and he's
digital imaging,
smashing all the grass
in the giant gas-powered motor, chopping everything into a greenish pulp.
Yeah.
With streaks of blood.
But it's all digital. And it's and
people are almost crashing.
Real. It's quite real. Just ask Joseph Lawnmower.
Yeah. Well, they go into a kind of cyberspace. You know,
you'll do and you'll clean it up.
He's in cyberspace with the computer and
slowly I turn
with the computer.
Fighting with the bad guy.
Fighting with the bad guy. Why can't you just get along? I mean, you both got the same objectives. You're in the same state of mind. No reason to be enemies.
Yeah, you're all
a
idiots.
Friendly competition.
Yeah.
May the best man win. Marquess of Greensboro.
The best idiot.
No hitting below the belt.
Yes. Well,
out of control, eh?
Oh, these people think it's funny.
That's why I had them all arrested, Michael Pepe. Yeah, I said, these guys can't be in the corner. Get them. Get them, badgers.
So are they asking us to leave the building?
No, we're cool because we're show people.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, but that also means our lives don't matter when the soldiers come in.
Bad guy, Billy Beer Can.
Well, I'm getting out of here.
So we'll just stay here then and
I'm going to stay here.
Wait it out. Well, but yes, go ahead.
I'm just saying, you have the advantage there. I've never seen it. You'll have to tell us about it.
That's right. Well,
What was the overall impression
was it was a tremendous show that all the young people enjoyed. I was probably, 12, 13,
were you
14.
There by yourself at this wrestling match?
No, with my friend Norman Ledoux, who I used to play at Big Time Wrestling as a kid. You know, we would make up these games, and, where sometimes you'd be the wrestler, and other times you'd be the manager. Because they worked in tandem, like they did on TV. And, we had, capes, the whole thing. And so that's what I was, anyway. I was there with Norman, and I'm trying to, I used to be able to recite everyone that was there. Right now, it's just Bob trying to stand out because I know, it was the era of Killer Kowalski, and of course the great Buenaventura. That's not his name exactly, but the Italian.
Not Jesse Ventura.
Italian American wrestler who was a champion wrestler, 12 years in a row or something, or many years in a row. I don't know why I can't remember his name, but who else? Haystack Calhoun was. I got to see the tail end of
Haystack Calhoun. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
What about Tor Johnson?
Who became the Hollywood actor, right?
Yes.
That's right.
Now, before we get into your practice work, let us discuss something.
Big Time Wrestling.
Yes.
It was all fake. Everyone knew it was fake.
Philo won't admit it's fake. It's devotees all swear that it's not fake.
It's fake, but the men and women that do it are athletes, are real athletes.
It seems that they are.
Tremendous athletic accomplishment.
Yes.
And, win or lose, the falls they take, the risks they take.
Right.
Are unbelievable,
Did you see Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler?
Oh, yes.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
With, I forget the woman's name, but she's really good. What's her name?
Yeah, yeah.
God, Mickey Rourke, he was so incredible in Barfly.
Yes, he was. Right. That was an incredible movie.
Everybody, you know, everybody who listens to this show has to know that movie, Barfly, in order to even understand it.
Well, there are a lot of movies that seem as...
That's true. It's one of many.
Would you have a list of those?
Yep.
Too long to even enumerate.
Yeah, that's true.
Bukowski.
Well, that was one of the fun parts of collecting Castle of Frankenstein back in the day, because of the intense capsule reviews of the movies, which were extremely opinionated but knowledgeable as they continued to print their Frankenstein TV movie guide.
Yeah. I remember. Sweet Onions? Is that the name of this song?
There would even discuss it at
all. Hip-hugger is the opening titles, music to Barfly.
Let alone express preferences.
I love it. Music to what?
It's the opening credits to Barfly.
Oh, okay.
The competitor, Famous Monsters of Filmland, never did express preferences.
Two different records, but...
They'd been specifically attacked by the head of American International Pictures.
All those MGs, they all look alike.
Thank you. Because a certain Joe Dante wrote an article criticizing some of AIP's movies, like Night of the Blood Beast, and Nicholson and Arkov approached Ackerman and said, "What are you doing here? You're writing bad stuff about our movies, and cut it out." So from then on, this most horrible monster movie would never be condemned or criticized. You know, they would just give information about it, write about it, and print the movie stills. But Castle of Frankenstein, by contrast, would berate the bad ones and exalt the good ones in enjoyable little editorial squibs. Of course, it was created by a guy who lived in his mother's basement. But he was a genius at what he did.
Yeah.
Calvin C. Beck.
No relation to Francis E. No, that's Deck.
That would be Francis E. Deck.
Yeah, right. That's not... Beck. Okay.
Worldwide. Frankenstein computer.
As in Jeff.
God.
Or
Jeff Beck.
Find my roots.
Yes, Beck. Like that.
Too cool. Yeah. Okay, let's do it. Let's dig for the roots.
That's probably, you know, Beck was probably named after Jeff Beck. I imagine.
Well, how common a name is it?
Because Beck was a guitar hero at the time.
How many Becks would be in the phone book if the phone book still existed?
Oh, my God. Very, very large number.
Yes.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
You know, the phone book was a very useful thing, where the alphabetical listing of everybody, you know, with their phone number.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said the phone talking? Book. You remember the phone book?
Yes.
It had an interest, I think. Not only the illustrated ad pages, but the whole presentation of people's addresses and business addresses in a book that you could, you know, just go down the column and find what you were looking for.
Exactly. Oh, well,
check your phone
indispensable. But, of course, they pile up after year, and you would throw them out.
You would see people's names and the variation in people's names.
Check your phone book.
That there were people named Hitler and so on.
Yeah.
People with all sorts of names you wouldn't expect them to have.
Yeah.
Because it's listed in the phone book.
Well.
But in the digital world, they don't offer you what you don't ask for.
Right. Well, yeah.
And here
we go.
On the highway, what you didn't ask for.
See, that's the problem.
Check your phone book for the...
If you need a service like that, information, you go to
it'll
Google
cost you.
Or whatever. And
you
all they give you is a range of
and even
you know,
that will cost you.
12 or 15 different
check your phone book.
That might, thank you, that might...
Wait, I'm checking the phone book. Let's see, I'm trying to look up Michael Pepe, but I don't think this guy's in here.
Phone
Let's
book.
Take the call. It seems
phone
to
book.
Be from a Freen Bean J phone book.
Check your phone book.
Who will we phone next?
For the name and number of your local Standard Oil man.
How about Aunt Bertha's Dial a Story Children's Bible Hour Center?
I'm
Johnny Lincoln Van Smythe.
I'm
and
so
I've come to talk to you about the all-new Unabridged Dictionary from the Wendell Educational Zone,
where our motto is, find a word and make it your own. Let's have a short quiz, shall we, to test your lexicography. If someone should call you a coprophagus idolater, what should you do?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Excuse me, I was
I would doubt that 80% of fake things are real. That just seems wrong.
I would say, what is the proof of this allegation?
This so-called abstract.
Look at me.
A coprophagus idolater? Me? I would hope not.
Yeah, and who are they, anyway?
They are clearly those who don't have my personal interest at heart.
No!
Check your phone book.
It just sort of brought the show to a halt.
The Bell system.
Did you just change my little telephone over here?
Yeah.
Oh, can you change it back?
No, that was. I only have one token for mind control, and I just do the whole thing on changing that. What do you mean change? What happened?
Well, all I have is this blank page.
The phone book is the printed version of the ethos of the secret arrangement that controls all governments, as recorded in the president's analyst, the phone company. And it was from the phone book.
Yes, it was on Twitch. Yeah.
From the Bell Systems clip art.
I don't know how to go back, and the last time I did it...
That the face of J.R. Bob Dobbs...
What did you do?
...first came into view. In the age of the subgenius. The story always was that before this time, Bob Dobbs was known as one who posed for advertisements and was a genial representative of
and a shot technological break, folks. Everything is fine now. The ship is sailing.
Respectability and confidence.
The ballasts are still full. That's right, we're ballasting.
There were other events that took place. The absolute divine immaculation of Dobbs, which occurred just after that time. But everyone was surprised and even horrified to see the photographic evidence of J.R. Bob Dobbs appear.
President Trump gave a truly terrifying interview.
And it all came from the phone book. From the clip art offered in the Bell Telephone Texas phone directory for the city of Dallas.
Here in Dallas, we're burning all the phone books, so people can't call each other.
In a huge bonfire, while many give the Elon Musk salute.
Hey, people are just taking up too much time calling each other.
Welcome,
these
Corman.
Phone nets. And...
I'm glad you found it.
Time to put down our phones and just relate, you know? Stop scrolling and... start living. And no more of this phonus balonus culture. Phone on the range where the deer and the antelope play. Where seldom is heard a discouraging word. Because what can an antelope say?
Okay. Looks like I'm going to have to give up contact with the chat.
You are?
Why?
Well, you can just...
I've lost contact.
Let it lie fallow and return to it later.
Why, Michael Pevy?
Well, yeah, I don't know. You know.
It's almost 4:20 in Utah.
Utah?
Man.
Uh-oh.
Bob loves Utah.
Them Church of the Latter-day Saints characters are about
them
to have
bones.
A...
Really, I don't even care what you did.
Yeah, you're right. It's just about
you. You know, that's the proper visualization of the show. Is like, don't care. You know, who cares?
You don't
care. That way you won't be disappointed by the horrific conditions here. At
exactly.
Nothing can prepare you for the disappointment.
Yep.
Just the horrific disappointments of everyday technological problems.
Yeah.
And even the tiniest... Oh, God. My thing is packaging.
How so?
You can't stand having to open things. It takes forever.
You can just throw it in the fire.
A knife or a scissors, set fire to it. Oh.
Well, maybe childproof packaging to keep your wee ones from getting their tiny hands on your powerful medications and drugs.
Right. Make it more difficult for the adults.
Well, the whole house could go up like that in an enormous fire. And it would be your fault.
Oops, my bad.
Look at the heat. It can be felt for blocks.
Look at the heat.
Look at it.
The fire department says there's nothing they can do.
See the heat.
Oh, the humidity.
Feel the heat.
Oh, my God, he's burning.
Is my money in there?
No, my money.
Is my money burning?
My money. Wait.
That's silly.
No.
No one ever really burns money.
Or.
But he doesn't need his money anymore.
Or do they? I sometimes wonder what happens to mine.
Light the fire!
If you're anything like me, your average daily transaction goes something like this.
Burning down the house!
See.
Yeah, but you know what? On that picture, that's Michael Pepe with a joint.
What?
At the bottom of the picture there. Yeah, the police can see this.
Oh, no! What? They're using my image
to propagate drugs, the use of drugs.
Then they'll find me.
Yeah, it's really easy now.
What? Oh, no!
Like all the cameras in your building follow you around when you walk around the building.
Oh, no, I've lost the, again.
The will to live?
Yes, something like that, but because why?
Right.
Because people are having sex right now rather than listening to the show. The stalwarts.
They would never.
I think.
And they would have sex while
2:30 in the morning. Well, of course, the proper people do.
Yeah.
The good, well-meaning and good-thinking people do. Yeah.
Use the show as an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, but then they can't handle the show, and then they have bad sex because.
How'd you come by that information?
Just mess it up here.
You
sign it's the truth.
A mental virtual waiver by listening to the show. You allow us to say or do anything or make any kind of sound, no matter how horrendous.
Really, for the show?
And monstrous. And you can't sue us for anything.
Yeah, that's fair. Because we're just trying to help. Our heart's in a good place.
We're trying to help people.
Oh, yeah, people. Sure, caveman man, people, yeah.
He's trying to help people.
They're having dust sex right now as we're talking. And part of our radio outreach program is about going and banging on their front door saying, either stop having the sex or have the sex while you listen to the show.
The cops are shooting at them,
And they will be because the cops will be after us, but we'll have to run through their house.
They have a whole task force dedicated to stopping Relodio.
Those fascist pigs were hassling some righteous dudes.
That's right. Some righteous dudes wearing boots. And
this show is not gross. This show is nice.
Now you're going to get us running from the popo. Like we was criminals.
Yeah, I'm tired of doing that. They used to do that. They used to chase every place we went. They used to chase the Ask Dr. Hal out of town.
Oh no! But my medicine show is scientific and educational.
Dobbs is sure having his way.
They tarred feather.
Like that guy Trump who came into the town and tried to sell them umbrellas to prevent the meteorite from the meteor storm that was coming.
Wow, and they tarred and feathered him?
No, he got a lot of money. Well, Robert Culp tried to stop him. It's Robert Culp's grandfather's I Spy. Yeah, he was a Texas Ranger.
Oh.
And he knew Trump was faking it, but he just couldn't nail him on any reasonable law because it's not against the law to fool people and giving them their money for a meteorite shower shedding umbrella. But there has lots of quotes.
Wait, so the guy, wait a minute.
There's lots of good quotes like, Okay, Trump, you're under arrest.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really dig him. Trump, okay, give me the money. Then.
So,
Trump is like a, no, he's like a snake oil salesman in 1898 Texas on a show called Breakout, Takedown.
Was it Trackdown?
Trackdown, probably, yeah.
Not Crackdown.
No, it was Trackdown.
Yeah, Trackdown.
With Robert Culp in 1958.
Oh. Yeah, it was an old TV Western, but it's the story of that episode featured a con man named Trump who comes to this village and he gets them all afraid of a meteor shower is going to come and only he can fix it. I alone can save you, you know, by buying these special umbrellas, these Trump umbrellas, which will protect you from the belting meteor shower.
And weirdly enough, he looks like Trump's father.
He's got the sheriff in his pocket, and the townspeople are afraid.
Yeah, the sheriff's going to get it.
And they call him Trump.
And the sheriff blows the whole thing at the end.
What's the title of the movie?
It's a TV show called Trackdown.
Yeah. Oh, Trackdown.
And this episode is about Trump, and confronting this villain.
Trump's
named
great-great-great-grandfather. Yeah.
I don't think I ever heard of the show Trackdown.
No, neither did I.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. I guess certain markets. In those days, only certain markets carried certain shows.
1950s Western.
1958, yeah. And it went one season.
Quentin Tarantino was writing about in the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yes. Yeah. Oh. Well, shooting out in old Tucson. That
is that good? Did you read that, or...?
I did read it, and
I bought
a good book.
I bought a DVD with
ten
westerns on it that are so awful they put 10 on one DVD.
Oh yeah,
and one is the first one I watched was Marjo Gortner as something like a Bible and a gun.
Terrible.
It was pretty. Yeah, it was.
Marjo
fun to watch it. And old Tucson looked really terrible. It looked really patchy. You know, it just goes through a lot of phases.
And patchy,
as people dress the set, they put in their stuff, and then when they take that stuff out, it just becomes a fake doors. But it was the new one, not the burned down one. Oh, wait, maybe it was the burned down one, because this movie's probably from the 70s. It might have been. Although I don't remember when the fire was. This is the reflective part of the show. People think about why are they up at this hour. They just had a great orgasm because they were having the sex during the show.
Baby Marco.
Well, BJ Pussycat doesn't care about that. She doesn't care about other people's pleasures. But you're right about the San Francisco treat. Cape Madman seeping into people's brains for 4 decades. If they fell asleep listening to the KPFA show,
they'd
hear Hal's words going in their brains all night.
Forever.
And they'd be, also, there's a line of slobber that goes down your cheek while you're just lying in bed going,
That's
embarrassing to wake up that way. It feels like your life is just slipping away.
Life's blood is pouring out the side of your mouth.
Yeah, and you don't mean it to, but there it is.
Oh, that's KPFA. That's KPFA. That's what you get for listening.
Yeah, Sex Facts. I got those, too. I got 100... Oh, they're mostly, you're right, it's like 50, but I did get 100 Westerns, which was on sale. I couldn't help it.
100 Westerns?
It came in a wooden box.
Why is everyone obsessed with Westerns?
It was, what happened is the best part was, as I've said many times on the show, it was just all these bad TV shows, including 16 episodes of The Adventures of Annie Oakley, which I loved as a kid, absolutely loved. The opening shot is on Old Movie Road.
Real old ones, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and the first one I watched was Tim Conway, called Ringo.
Really?
He did for one summer between he left McHale's Navy, and he had one summer to do nothing before he joined the Carol Burnett show. So he did this, and they just handed him a script.
He's at his peak.
Yeah, and they completely misused it. Here's the script. Just say what this says, because he's about the moment. You know, he does best when he's got room to play.
Right.
And they just gave him the script. And for some reason, it's happened more and more. The laugh track, the old fake laugh track, really doesn't do it for me anymore.
Oh,
the laugh machine that we grew up with is normal.
But wouldn't it be fun to have a cart with that on it?
Oh, absolutely,
Do your own sitcom here.
Well, we do that because we get on all the time with these sound effects.
I'm depending on K-Rob or somebody to cue lots of applause for what we say and do. You know, we should have
K-Rob or somebody.
Let's get some virtual appreciation here.
I mean, that's right.
I do have 50 vampire films, 50 horror films, 50 two back different ones, and 50 space bad space movies. And
are they all bad?
It doesn't matter.
No. You know what it is? It's funny. I got a copy of Galaxina, which is truly awful. But
I've never seen it.
It's a really bad copy.
And Carol Burnett.
But you never know. It's hit and miss where these people get the copies. But that's fine. I think, in fact, I saw one that was They Saved Hitler's Brain.
I still haven't
seen
that
one. Brain?
It's really terrible. Yeah.
I know. That's all I hear. It's really terrible. But, you know.
Well, maybe that means it's really good.
No, it doesn't. It means it really is terrible.
Yeah,
but
sometimes
that doesn't
it
mean I wouldn't want to see it.
Right. No, you've got to see it once in your life.
Strange, sickening pleasure in watching some types of bad film. I really do believe that they are entertaining.
Yeah.
Well, perfect.
And that's why these sets. I gave Hal a set because I think it was missing one disc.
Right.
And I was so into it, I had to buy another set to get all the discs. I just did that with Rooster and Jeeves. Jeeves and Rooster.
Oh, cool.
I had one scratched up disc.
And, oh, that's an oldie.
And I found an expensive replacement set. And, yeah, I like that show a lot. I like Raw. And
what is that, 70s, early 70s? Jeeves and Rooster?
Jeez, maybe it is. But
a
I don't
more
think
recent interpretation, I believe.
Yeah, perhaps 90s.
What happened to all the great, you know, British comedy things? You don't hear as much from them.
Roadhouse.
No. I meant on television. You know, BBC used to really rule PBS with lots of really entertaining shows. They really don't do that anymore.
Yeah, those rivers change. Rivers of info move around and change.
Yeah. Well,
now you buy BritBox and there's BBC TV, I think, and that world still exists.
Oh, right. Exactly.
Yeah. If you know what's good, you should be checking out archive.org.
Yeah.
Which is many, many free. Like I saw Candy, and I thought, I remember that. It's really bad.
Oh, right. Terry
Southern.
So
I went home, and it's on archive, and it is really bad. You know.
You're right. With Ewa Owen.
The beautiful Al 9.
Well, I wonder sometimes, you know, because then you got How I Won the War. I never saw it, but because I heard that it wasn't good at the time, and I don't know, I never got around to it. I mean, is it
you should see it.
A funny movie? Is
yeah,
it
it's a 60s movie that should be seen, but it's hard to understand even then.
Now,
it's blurred by John Lennon being in it, you know, the famous guy.
But he does well, I think.
Does it dominate?
The famous guy tends to bend the light of gravity, you know, as you're watching it. But it's
perhaps the passage of time has made that effect less striking.
Yeah.
At any rate, he's not being the Beatle. He's
wants to
be the movie.
Yeah.
And
he doesn't screw it up, at least.
You would probably understand what is being referred to in the movie, the whole story. So, yes, see it.
Well, I should, but yeah, that's one of those things. You don't really see it within a few years of when it comes out. It just fades away and you never saw it.
How about Petulia? Do you like that one?
I'm not familiar, no.
The same director.
Yeah.
Julie Christie plays Petulia. You never saw that?
I used to love her. I saw her, you know, from Zhivago.
All right.
Julie. Oh, yeah. Sorry, you mentioned Julie Christie.
The Four Musketeers. The Bed-Sitting Room, another one, a British film about a life after a nuclear holocaust.
Is this recently?